Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 16. I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has strengthened me, because he considered me faithful, putting me into service, even though I was formerly a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent aggressor. Yet I was shown mercy, because I acted ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was more than abundant, with the faith and love which are found in Christ Jesus. It is a trustworthy statement, deserving full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, among whom I am foremost of all. Yet, for this reason, I found mercy, so that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might demonstrate his perfect patience as an example for those who would believe in him for eternal life.
Just as a toddler has to learn obedience, those of us who are believers, God's children, also must learn to walk in his ways. He takes pleasure in watching us do what's right and wants to help us do so, as well as help us when we go wrong. Therefore, he's patient and allows us time and room for mistakes. Paul appreciated God's patience. His life demonstrated that because the Heavenly Father is slow to anger, unbelievers have a much greater opportunity for salvation. In Romans 2, verse 4, Paul affirms that our Heavenly Father's kindness and mercy lead to repentance. But in the next verse, he warns those with stubborn hearts that they will experience judgment. Let's look at the nation of Israel. In the Old Testament, they repeatedly experienced this painful truth. They turned away from the Lord and did evil in his sight by worshiping idols. Eventually, he'd withdraw his protection until they would cry out and return to him. Ultimately, even when the Lord allows calamity to reach his children, it's still saturated with his love and purpose. If there's unconfessed sin in your life, ask God to forgive you and help you turn from it. Then thank him for his patience and loving kindness.